Welcome to Black Businesses Matter, a podcast about why Black businesses matter and the benefits of collaborating and advocating for Black businesses to drive impact. Each episode will cover legacy, hope, Black joy, funding sources, cultural shifts, equality, and so much more. Known as the brand maven who transforms organizations with her storytelling prowess, meet Larvetta L. Lofton, host of Black Businesses Matter.
I am Larvetta Lofton, your host and the founder of the L3 Agency.
We will provide inspiration and action while spreading some joy to a thriving community of Black business owners and leading thought leaders.
All right, guys. You know that it is Women's History Month, and we are celebrating women and celebrating their greatness as entrepreneurs. And you all know that women really rock in the space of beauty, especially our Black women. We know that there was a time, and there's still a huge gap, but there was a time where you didn't have a number of Black beauty products, but now there is. And our next guest is certainly one that I think you want to get to know. Certainly put them on your list as someone that you want to follow and gain some insight on what they're doing. Because honestly, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to us in cosmetic and lips and everything, we should have about 2,500 brands because that's how colorful we are in this world. So I am excited to bring our next guest. Her name is Felicia. And so she started her cosmetic lip line in 2019, launched her website in February of 2020, right before the pandemic happened. So she's a business that was building right before the pandemic because she loved being in business for herself. But one of the hardest things that she had to deal with during a business was starting it at a time where the world had to wear a mask and cover their lips. So I found that that's definitely interesting. So we're going to definitely dive into that. Also, she felt like the pandemic helped her. People were bored in the house and ordering things just because. And so many of her friends and family were purchasing and they were always buying and they were promoting. And so one of the things that the pandemic did help her do was learn about pop-up shops. So she was able to build her business on pop-up shops, which I love that because it is your opportunity to meet new people. And I'm a fan of pop-ups. Like, I believe that they're that's something I'm passionate about and it's something that I want to see more and more happen, which is why I'm excited to have you on. So welcome to the show, Felicia.
Thank you for having me.
So, Felicia, tell me, before we dive into your business, which is XOXOXO Cosmetics, which we all know is just love, 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 right? Love, hugs and kisses, all of that good stuff. And so, because I definitely believe that it allows us to do the kissing, right? But before we get into the business, who is Felicia as a little girl? Like, what were you like as a little girl?
As a little girl, I was the only girl in my family. I have all male cousins.
Okay.
So I was a girly girl and a tomboy at the same time, if that makes sense.
Tell me, what does, yeah, give me, break that down to me. Break that down.
So, of course, I love planning makeup. I love putting on lipstick. I love putting on eyeshadow, like anything that was girly girl. But when we having male cousins, all I was doing with sports was Sunday mornings going to wrestling matches, Saturday going to football games, Fridays going to basketball games. So it was like I was always trying to, quote unquote, find myself, but I didn't have anyone to relate to because I didn't have any other females, which is kind of hard growing up.
Sure.
But now I love it.
Okay. So were you the cute made up girl at the wrestling matches? Were you that
all the time? I would be at the wrestling matches painting my nails, painting my toes, because I was like 8 or 9-ish at wrestling matches at 6 o'clock in the morning. Nice. So what else was I supposed to do?
Yeah. That's pretty dope. I love that. I think that's really cool. And I like that you made the intersection of like girly meets the tomboy. And I think it's good because I think that's nothing wrong with that, right? That we can still play in a space where we can have kind of left brain, right brain, you know, everything's kind of working like that. So I love that you said that. So obviously as a girly girl, you know, cosmetics was your thing. Were you a lip gloss buff? Like, were you that girl that went into Walgreens, Ulta? I mean, you call it and just find all the lip color. Were you that girl?
Yes, growing up, I would always like whenever me and my mom would go to stores, of course, I always wanted lip gloss. She told me I was too young for lipstick. And then once I became in high school, I had a part-time job. Me and my friends used to go to MAC. When I say like every other week, it was every other week, the MAC in Oak Brook, Illinois. I swear I used to live there.
Wow.
I probably have had every color MAC has come out with.
Wow. That's incredible.
So then I thought that was really cute. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. I wasn't really big on, like, foundation or eyeshadow.
Okay.
And I'm still not that big on it, to be honest. But I love a good lipstick and some eyelashes. Because I feel like with your lipstick and eyelashes, you could go out and call it the day.
So, Felicia, yeah, let's take a moment with that. Because I feel the same way. I feel like I'm a gloss girl. So, I love a good gloss. And I love lashes. So, I think it just makes you have this finished look, right? I don't know. I feel
it does.
Right?
So I love it. Yeah. Like, I could not have it. To me, my B face is my lips and my eyes.
Wow. That's hot. That's a new. And I think it's good, especially when we're talking about, like, young girls, right? And that it's okay to have you a nice gloss and, you know, and just, you know, and still, you know, be beautiful.
Have a nice, a natural face look.
Yes. I love that. I love that, Felicia. I love that because I do believe that, you know, the idea of just, you know, being beat, all of this thing. And I think when I was younger, I was much like you. Like, I just needed a nice lip gloss. At the time, I wasn't wearing lashes, but I love lashes today. I think they are like the coolest thing because you walk out like ready. Like, I'm ready. Just put me a lip gloss and I'm ready. So,
because if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Exactly. So tell me, you know, you launched this business, right? During the midst of pandemic, and we, you know, I love Women's History Month of just because we're so innovative, right? We find businesses, you know, in the midst of storms and crisis, but you were already building on this business, right? Before the pandemic. So walk us through that process. Like, knowing that you knew this, did you go first online or were you like looking to just sell to friends and family?
So what really happened was in 2018, my mom got diagnosed with breast cancer.
Okay.
So in the midst of her getting diagnosed with breast cancer, I started doing more events and things with her just as her daughter. We went to this one event at the hospital. At the event, they had everybody bring a bra and you decorated your bra.
Okay.
And now it reminds me of a pop-up shop, but back then pop-ups wasn't as prevalent as they are now. So I didn't even think of it being a pop-up. And they had like different stations. At each station, the women who were there, some women had breast cancer. Some women had, was friends of breast cancer. It was like just celebrating women. And that was in October.
Okay.
That was in October of 2018 when we went. No, it was in October of 2019 when we went. So when we went, I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. They had a Mary Kay lady there, an Avon lady, lady making bracelets, lady giving out wigs, someone giving out hats. It was just like all about making women feel pretty who had just went through chemo, radiation, who had surgery. And I was like, oh, this is a pretty dope event. Okay. I was like, I would love to give back to people who are breast cancer survivors because my mom was now one of those people. Okay. So I'm like, okay, I want to know how can I help?
Okay.
So at the event, I was talking to different people. I saw my mom, somebody was there doing nail polish too. I'm like, I told my mom, I say, next year when we come back in 2020, I said, I'm going to give something financially or I'm going to like provide lipstick. I may go to the store. I may buy a bunch of stuff and, you know, donate it so that the women can have it. Mm-hmm. That's where my mind was at, just donating stuff so that people can have it to make them feel better. Mm-hmm. So after the event, I was then talking to my mom and I was telling her more about the whole lipstick stuff. She was like, you should just do your own lipstick line. Mm. And from there, that's how it happened. I just started doing my own. Like I use six friends.
Okay.
I use six friends of different complexions.
Okay.
A light-skinned friend, a Hispanic friend, a dark-skinned friend, a caramel friend, and a Caucasian friend, just so I can order. I use three different manufacturers. I ordered lipstick, lip gloss, and liquid matte. I asked everyone what was their favorite shade because I wanted to get them something that they would actually wear. I didn't want to get anyone anything that I will wear because you're not me. So I did a survey on my friends. I gave them three different manufacturers of the stuff. And after the survey, I then picked which company I decided to go with based off their responses.
Okay. I love your research. I love your level of research to build this out. Like, I love that you were very intentional. You had real people to participate, you know, your friends, and different shades. I love that. I mean, I say that because oftentimes when people launch business, they don't invest in the research side of it. And realizing that the research side of it really shows a tremendous amount of value, because what it tells you is they get to give you feedback, you know, in real time. So given the fact that they were giving you real time, did they become like your influencers?
Yes and no. Okay. So there's like everyone besides one person who was a part of that process is still purchasing the product. They're all on my Instagram. I shout them out all the time because they're my real true life friends. Mm-hmm. And the one person who's not a part of it, it's only because she's deceased. She died during COVID. So she would still be wearing the product too if she was still alive. But she was my coworker. She really helped me out a lot. She was like, no, see, I don't like this color. I don't like the way this feels on my lips. She's like, let me see the next one. Mm-hmm. So, and that was pretty much what I wanted to see, because with the pigmentation, I wanted to see what colors looked right on people. How did it feel? And that was one of the questions, like, how did you feel leaving the lipstick on all day? Did your lips feel sticky? Did your lips feel like, I'm ready to wipe it off? After you got done eating, was your lipstick still okay? How many times did you have to reapply it? Did you wear it when you were going out? Did you wear it to dinner? Did you wear it just to work? So I did the research for roughly 2 months before I picked which company I wanted to go with.
That's awesome. Is there a specific brand that you love that besides MAC, that's a black brand that you is your go-to or you get some inspiration from?
Outside of MAC, I was wearing NYX. Okay. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's pretty much just MAC lipstick that I was wearing.
Okay, so you didn't have a black brand. You literally just had a brand that you loved and wanted Correct. To create. Okay, that's fair. I love that. You didn't necessarily follow that path. You just figured out, hey, and what you're building out, which I hear is you're building out a cosmetic line for all people, right?
Yes.
Because you said I had one for a Caucasian woman, and I think that's really beautiful. You know, and being inclusive, right? Because I think what we also believe that is black businesses can't have a general market product, right? It can be that. And I think that's what makes your brand very novel, is that it's a black owned business, but it's for all people, right? XOXOXO Cosmetics, I think is beautiful from that standpoint. And so based on your manufacturers, are people able to go online, pick their colors, and they get their colors at home? I mean, you know, right to their door.
Yes.
Okay.
You can go online and purchase anything that I have. I randomly do questions on Instagram asking people, like, what new colors would they be interested in? Because my manufacturer does randomly send me new colors. So I may wear the color, post it on Instagram or post it on Facebook, and just try to get feedback on how everyone likes the color.
Okay. And what's your handle on Instagram? Can you share that with our audience?
Instagram is XOXOXO Cosmetics 2020.
2020. Is that 2020? Was that because of 2020?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure if that had any, you know, did it have any meaning behind that? So now that you've started this business, where do you want to take this business?
I want to take it everywhere that I can go. But realistically, I do want to eventually be full time in my business and let my business work for it. Not so much work for itself, but I want to be able to leave my full-time job and let my business be my full-time job.
I love it. So we like to think you know, a lot of times I tell people, you know, we start off kind of side hustle, right? We got a side hustle and we're hoping that the side hustle would be the main hustle. And
correct.
Yeah, I love that. And so is there a particular brand that you see as inspiration for you that you kind of use as inspiration today? And it could be a brand that isn't in the beauty industry. I'm just curious to see where, if you have inspiration in the beauty world, but maybe it's not cosmetic.
Maybe not so much the beauty world, but like just in business in general.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I might get a lot of backlash about this,
no.
But on a business aspect, I feel like Kim Kardashian knows what she's doing.
Okay.
And she can turn anything into a dollar sign.
Okay. I don't think
like her Skims orders, they came out of nowhere, and Skims is rocking. It's like anything that, unfortunately, the Kardashians do, it does come out great.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the business, and I just mean strictly on the business aspect.
Yep. And that's fair. That's fair. I think that's powerful that you say that, because it is fair to say that, Felicia, because I think we have to look, because there's some level of motivation, and we like to showcase like knowing this and knowing that there has to be some motivation, which creates carves out a space for XOXOXO Cosmetics to be, right? So to your point, why can't you do a partnership with Kim, with the Kardashians? You could, because it's for all people. So I don't think that you would get backlash. That's just me personally. So I do want to now, I want to ask you this as a woman, and we're featuring women. Is there anything specifically that you find that women should really think about as they're building out their business that you would like to share?
I do believe with any business for women, men, or anyone, but particularly women, whatever you decide you want to do, make sure that it's something that you like to do. Like, if you don't like, and I'm being honest, I haven't branched off into doing eyeshadow. One, because I don't know how to put eyeshadow on, like a makeup artist, or I don't wear it that much. So I wouldn't branch off into doing something that I have no knowledge of.
That's good. That's good. That's actually excellent. Do you think that as you grow, you might perhaps expand the business beyond the lip?
Yes, that is definitely my goal, to expand it into all cosmetics. But I do feel like starting off, it has to be something that I know about. Like, I know how to put lip liner on. I know how to make colors mash together. Mm-hmm. I know how to ombre my lips. Those are things that I know how to do without the assistance of anyone else.
That's good, because you don't have to bring in a makeup artist. You can do it. So I think that also is smart, because you keep your profit margins low, from that standpoint. I think that's definitely brilliant. So as we talk about Women's History Month, I do want, is there anything that you're offering for Women's History Month for the brand?
Yes, for Women's History Month, it will be 30% off for the entire month.
Okay, that's really cool. And when you go online, you go to the website, how do you get your 35%?
The 35% off, it would just be on the line. There won't be any code needed.
Okay. Okay. It'll just be for the whole month. It's 30.
It will be for the entire month.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. That's awesome. That's cool. Yay, yay, yay. It's cool to be a woman, and it's cool to shop with a woman that is giving off a discount. I'm just saying. It just makes it.
Yeah, because we love discounts.
I know we do. We do, Felicia. We do. We love a good discount.
Just give us a reason to shop.
That's right. Say that. Say that. Say that. I can't disagree with you on that one. So I do want to ask you, Felicia, we do ask our guests, every guest, why do Black businesses matter?
Black businesses matter because that's who we are. We matter. For us to matter, our businesses have to matter.
That's good. That's good. Did you grow up in a family that had Black businesses?
I absolutely did. My grandfather, for my entire life, he had a typewriter / computer business. So what he would do, he had contracts with the FBI, with the police station. He would fix computers. He would fix typewriters, printers. So I grew up watching my grandfather have his own business. Currently, now I have my own business. My cousin has his own business. My other cousin has his own business. I have another cousin who has a nonprofit. So we're all doing our entrepreneurship stuff right now.
I love it. That's dope. That's dope. That's really dope. And so tell me this, as you're building out, and I want to make sure, guys, this is Felicia from XOXOXO Cosmetics. She's talking about her cosmetic line and realizing that, for her, she loves lips. And so that's how she's building her business. And I think it's important that she, you know, her sharing her story is so important because we really want to implore and employ people that are interested in starting their business. I love how you started yours and building out research. Is there anything specifically you wish you had known before you started your business that you wish you had known?
That we was going into a pandemic.
Right. And that's something you can't prepare for. That's the crazy part. You can't prepare for it. So how did you... You know, how did you do that? Considering, like you said, people were wearing masks and they couldn't show off their lips.
It was easy and hard at the same time. It was easy because it gave me time to learn more about the business. Mm-hmm. And it was easy because, like, my family and friends supported me. Because even though we couldn't, quote unquote, go outside, we're just, quote unquote, still going outside. Mm-hmm. So... it helped me learn like the moisture in my with the lip gloss that I had. It helped me learn like if I was wearing the lipstick all day myself in the house without a mask, I could eat, I could drink, and it wasn't staining my mm-hmm. cups or my silverware. So it helped me be able to market my business better for myself whenever the pandemic was over.
That's good. That's good. And you do have a nice gloss. I do. I love that gloss that I have. So I agree with you. From that.
Thank you.
I do want to ask you, Felicia, what brings you joy?
Traveling.
You did say you were supposed to go somewhere and you changed it. So traveling is what brings you joy. What's your favorite destination?
My favorite destination so far, I would have to say it's been Spain.
Okay. Spain. Okay. That's awesome. Is there one that you want to travel to soon?
I do want to go to Dubai. Okay. But I don't know if it will be anytime soon. Dubai has a lot of rules and things of that nature.
Okay.
But I do want to visit Dubai.
Okay. Okay. That's awesome. I think traveling is this. So, guys, I just want to say this. We are excited to have Felicia as our guest. Felicia, if you can just share your website, your Instagram handle, the offer that you're offering so people will know that part.
Of course. My website is xoxoxocosmetics.com. Instagram is xoxoxocosmetics2020.
And then your offer.
And the sale that we're going to be having is 35% off the entire site.
That's awesome. So I just want to say, Felicia, this has been such a joy. I'm super excited that we actually are highlighting a woman who started their business before COVID and still has a business after COVID. That's a blessing to be able to share in a space where, to your point, we were wearing masks and people were forgetting about putting on lipstick, but you definitely have allowed for that, because I tell you something, to your point, a good lip and some lashes, you ready. You real ready. According to Felicia, she say, we ready. We ready. We ready.
We ready.
We ready. We ready. So Felicia, I want to thank you for, you know, allowing us to share your story for Women's History Month. Is there any other thing that you want to share to the audience about your brand or anything that you want to, you know, share with the audience?
Sure. Beauty has a purpose, and that purpose is you.
Okay. I like that. I like that. Beauty has a purpose. I love it. Guys, check her out. XOXOXOcosmetics.com. Check out Felicia. She's just like a little energizer bunny. So I just have to admit, I can't even imagine just how she just moves, because I just love her energy just on this show. So thank you, Felicia, for being a guest of Black Businesses Matter. I really appreciate you spending some time with us during Women's History Month.
I appreciate you for having me.
All right, guys. Thank you all for tuning in. And we will see you next week. And happy Women's History Month.
Yay.
The Black Businesses Matter podcast is produced by the L3 Agency, a culturally sensitive influencer, marketing, and communications firm in Chicago, where relationships are our currency, passion is our profit maker, and people are our bottom line. Follow us on Instagram at Black Businesses Matter.